From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his second message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Following the death of Moses, it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land of Canaan and to take it by conquest. From the biblical account in Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, Dr. Cairns is extracting vital lessons for present-day believers as they face spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This week's message is entitled, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns emphasized that there's always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, his spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. At this point in the narrative, God told Joshua that it was time for Israel to enter the land and to claim it. Likewise, the people of God in every age are instructed to enter into their spiritual inheritance without delay. As Israel had to prepare for the battles, so believers in Jesus Christ must prepare for their spiritual conflicts. This involves daily feeding on God's word and much prayer. The passage of Jordan is a type of death. So Christians are united to Christ in his death, and so are prepared to face the ultimate enemy. Before continuing the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to speak about the vital matter of life after death.
Have you noticed what an interest there is nowadays in things concerning the occult and the views and the notions of Eastern mystical religions? Have you noticed how much the idea of karma has come into our vocabulary, nirvana, and all sorts of mystical foreign and, should I say, devilish nonsense like that? The reason for this really is that despite the rationalism and the so-called scientific method that has been drummed into people, whereby they have been led to believe that you die like a dog and there's nothing else beyond the grave, yet there is this nagging, persistent question in the human heart and in the human soul: is there life after death? In answering that, some people will tell you about reincarnation, that you're going to come back again in some other way, in some other form, according to how you've lived in this life. The Bible gives the lie to all such fanciful theories. Now, you can put to rest all the opinions of all the religions. Those religions are produced by men who can give you nothing better than their own thoughts. They have never died and risen again. They are not the Lord, the God of eternity. They know nothing more than you or I know. They may spin fanciful theories and get a lot of followers, but at the end of the day, they are blind men walking in the dark trying to make other people think that they can see where they're going, and they can't. There's only one source of solid information on life after death, whether there is such a thing, and if there is, what it is and where it is, and that is the word of the everlasting God. Who alone in all the history of the world has ever come into the world to tell men, I am the Son of God, and I will prove it, I will die, and the third day I will rise again from the dead? The thing is unheard of, except in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord Jesus Christ said that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning, he is the ending. He said, I am the I Am, the eternal, ever-present God of glory, the everlasting Jehovah. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if anybody can tell us about life after death, then it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So you needn't be in the dark about the answer to the question, is there life after death? The Lord Jesus Christ clearly taught what we call the immortality of the soul. That is, that the soul does not pass out of existence at what we call death. The separation of the soul and the body at death does not wipe the soul out of existence. He taught the reality of a place where that soul would exist, either in heaven or in hell. Now, when you stop to think of that, and let me emphasize, those are the only two places. There's no purgatory in between. There's no second chance beyond the grave. When you are laid in the grave, your soul will exist in heaven or in hell, awaiting the resurrection of the body, when the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, will exist in heaven or in hell. Now, that gives great poignancy and great urgency to the question that the Lord Jesus Christ asked. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This is the most important question for you. Your greatest possession is your real self. Your soul is going to live forever, either with Christ or without Christ. So how about you? What about your life after death? Where will you be in eternity?
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take His offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew God's final call. God's final call. Can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din, God's final call, God's final call? If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. So hear His call.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
God's redeemed are always meant to live in fullness. Israel was getting the message, the time to enter in is now. You've wasted enough time. Look at the years you've spent in the wilderness. Look at the corpses that have been buried in the wilderness. Look at the loss. Hear the groans. There have been oceans of tears where you ought to have been living in the fullness. Now you have the promise again of imminent blessing. The opportunity is before you. The time to enter in is now. That's the message to the children of Israel. And that, my friend, is the message to the people of God. No more excuses. We have so many excuses. Why am I not living to the level that I ought to be enjoying in Christ? Why am I not living in the fullness as I ought to be living in Christ? Why is this church not enjoying the fire of the blessing of God and the favor of God as it ought to be enjoying in Christ? Oh, we have all sorts of reasons, but they are not reasons. They are vain and vile excuses of the flesh. Because when you get right down to it, the one thing that keeps God's people out of Canaan is sin. The one thing that keeps God's people out of blessing is rebellion. It is their unbelief. getting used to misery, getting used to not even second best, getting used to something that is unworthy of the name of Christ or of a Christian. Oh, that we would catch the vision. Revival blessing. And I'm not defining revival other than to say it is God's special presence with God's special favor and God's special grace amongst His people, enabling them to worship and enjoy it and serve with acceptance and with success. He determines the level. But that, my friend, is not something set off in the future. That is not something left for the long term. That is something for now. The time is now. You take your Bible and notice how God emphasizes the present tense, the here and now for knowing Him. Malachi 3, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me when. Prove me when. I mean the way most Christians are going. They'll die before they ever prove God. The way most churches are going, the Lord will have returned before they ever prove God. Prove me now. Not only that, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Words could not be plainer. We're willing to bring the tithes into the storehouse. We can prove God now. And He has set His own character to seal the promise. I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. In Psalm 34, we read the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. The 75th Psalm starts with the great expression of praise. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. Why? For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. In the 119th Psalm, verse 151, thou art near, O Lord. I could go on through many texts of Scripture proving the same thing. Particularly in the book of Isaiah. The promise is in chapter 51:5, my righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. In chapter 56, verse 1, my salvation is near to come. Now, these are not texts that speak of possible blessing, possible experience of God's fullness away in the distance. No, He's saying this is something here and now. This is something for the present moment. You and I are like David. He served the Lord in his own generation. I can't really serve the next generation except through any testimony that I leave behind or anything in print or as David left his inspired Psalms. But in the truest sense, David could only serve while he was on the earth. You and I have a few years to serve the Lord. We have a few years to do whatever we're going to do for God. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Why? Because you only have a very, very brief window of opportunity in which to serve the Savior. And if we keep on putting off until tomorrow, or next week, or next year, or the next decade, solemn to think the next decade for us is going to be the next millennium. Put it off to them. We will never see anything done for God. The Scripture says, James 4:8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. In other words, the Lord holds out the prospect of great blessing to a willing people. That leads me to the third observation, and it is that that prospect requires that we be ready and willing to lay hold of the blessing of God. Now, verse 11 tells us how. It says, first of all, prepare you victuals. You're not going into Canaan weak, ill-equipped, undernourished, and ill-fed. It's often said that an army marches on its stomach. There's a lot of truth in that. Prepare you victuals. Christians made strong by spiritual feeding are the people who are ready to follow hard after their Joshua and to fight the battles of the Lord and win them. Christians made strong by spiritual feeding are the ones who are fit to go in and enter into Canaan. When you're saved, the Lord says, desire the sincere milk of the word. Start getting strong. But he doesn't expect you to stay there. There are Christians who have been saved for 10 years, 20 years, some 30 or 40 years. And they're still in the sucking bottle. They have never progressed beyond it. There are people who have been saved for years. And they can barely tell you the contents of Scripture more than John 3:16. Not that there's anything wrong with John 3:16. But if you really understand John 3:16, surely it should give you a thirst to know what the rest is all about. In Hebrews chapter 5, 13 and 14, he says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a babe when you are a babe, but there's an awful lot wrong with being a 50-year-old baby. So he says, strong meat belongs to them that are of a full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So you get from the milk to the meat. You prepare victuals. You feed. You actually feed, not just read. Oh, read. But as you read, feed on the Word of God. Not just memorizing the words. Sure, memorize all you can, but not just memorizing the words. Getting beyond the words to the truth, to the great doctrinal revelation of God in Jesus Christ. Take the time to let your mind feast on the great truths of the gospel in Jesus Christ. Let the glories of the gospel penetrate to the depths of your soul. Let them strengthen you in the inner man as you think of who Christ is, as you think of what Christ has done, as you think of what you have and are in Christ. Let these things get into your being so as to give strength. They'll strengthen your thinking. Nobody can think right unless he can think the gospel. They strengthen your thinking. They strengthen your will. They strengthen your love for Christ. They strengthen your dedication to service. All these are the things that when you feast on them, they are like a great and most nutritious diet to a developing body. So prepare victuals. And then he says you have to pass over this Jordan. And the truth of that is that death is always the way into life. For Jordan in Scripture is one of the great pictures of death. The way into life is always through death. Obviously the primary and fundamental meaning of that is that everything we are and have in the Christian life is through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through Christ's atonement, no other merit. But nonetheless, you should be prepared, as the New Testament very clearly expounds. When you only enter into life through the death of your Savior, you must know that every step into life is a step across Jordan. the step into salvation life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. As many of us as were baptized into Christ. That's baptism into Christ, not baptism by water. Baptism by water may be a symbol of this, but this is the reality. This is spiritual baptism into Christ. We were baptized into His death. And it's only when you've been united with Christ in His death that then you come forth in resurrection life, in the newness of life. It's only when you're planted in the likeness of His death that you then come forth in the likeness of His resurrection. You enter in to saving life, the life of salvation, by union with Christ in His death.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.